The Mystery of the Lost Lenore, Part 72. I do not think that I am a man who panics easily. I am probably somewhere in the middle of the curve on the panic scale. I would not consider myself a real cool dude with ice water in my veins, unflappable under any circumstances, but I am also not a nervous Nelly. But when I saw the size of the snake that was reared up in front of Hobie, I felt panic. I didn't know snakes got that big. The part of the thing that was erect was the height of a tall man, and that part was no more than a quarter of its entire length. The head of the massive serpent was like a Rottweiler's head, and on top of it all, the snake was clearly pissed. Discretion is the better part of valor, as they say, and I couldn't agree more. The only wise course of action that I could see was flight. I turned my camel around, which was easy to do, as she was no more enthusiastic about closing in on the thing than I was, and hightailed it back up the hill. At the top of the hill, our little group stopped and paused to consider our options. The path straight down to the Lost City was the clearest and easiest route, but it had the huge disadvantage of being home to a large angry snake. This, to my thinking, removed it from serious consideration as a means of entry. Thankfully, the others agreed. Sadly, though, this meant that we must now find another way into the city. There was nothing for it but to continue along the crest of the hill in the hopes of finding some other route down that was not blocked by freakishly large reptiles. We headed east.